Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Revenge of the Shareholders.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. People who own stock in the big investment banks have lost gobs of money this year, not just at Bear Stearns either. The question is, will investors hold management accountable for pouring so much money into mortgages? That didn't turn out so well. We'll start finding out today. Morgan Stanley kicks off the season of stockholder meetings. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports.
Last year, shareholders were upset about excessive executive compensation. This year, they're poorer and they're really angry about it. Charles Elson teaches corporate governance at the University of Delaware.
Ultimately, when the company doesn't perform, you know, the buck stops somewhere, and it stops with those who are running the organization, management and the board of directors.
Elson says shareholders have a few different weapons at their disposal. They can yell and scream, which he's sure they will. They can withhold their vote for the incumbent board, or they can run a proxy fight,
where they nominate their own directors and attempt to unseat the incumbent directors through a vigorous proxy contest.
Carol Bowie, who tracks shareholder resolutions at Risk Metrics, expects a lot of that.
It probably is going to be a pretty lively season.
She says the unease among shareholders may also signal that investors are worried the market hasn't hit bottom yet. I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Corporate profits are the number one concern for the markets right now. Today in Asia, stocks fell about 1% overall. European shares are also down 1% so far. Yesterday, the Dow tacked on a measly 3 points to 12,612. The NASDAQ fell 6 to 2,364. And the S&P 500 gained 2 to 1,372. The mortgage meltdown may finally be showing up across the pond. Home prices in Britain fell 2.5% in March. Our man in London, Stephen Beard, is with us. Stephen, how big a deal is this?
This is pretty significant. This is the largest monthly decline in house prices since 1992. Year on year, house prices are still higher than they were a year ago, but only by about 1%. But this figure of 2.5% is a real shock. Most analysts were expecting a decline of only about half of 1%.
And what are they attributing it to?
A number of factors, but the most important one, without any doubt, is the credit crunch. I mean, mortgages are getting harder and harder to come by. The number of mortgage products available on the market is more than halved this year. You can't get a 100% mortgage in this country anymore. In most cases, buyers have got to come up with a 10% deposit, and that clearly is having an impact on house prices. The loss of that demand is undermining house prices here.
What about the economy overall? I mean, we've had such a concern about the housing market doing in our economy. What about in Britain?
Few economists are forecasting an outright recession here. However, housing has been a more important component of the boom in the UK than in the US over the past decade. If the credit crunch persists, the economic repercussions could be very severe indeed.
All right, Stephen Beard in London. Thanks.
Okay, Scott.
Brazil imports millions of condoms each year for its AIDS program, but it would rather not have to buy them. So the country has opened a new factory in the Amazon to make rubbers from the rubber trees there. Brazil says the revenue will help preserve the rainforest as well. I suppose buy a condom, save the rainforest bumper stickers are inevitable.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by America's Family Physicians, offering patient-centered care so employees can better manage their health and employers better manage their costs. AAFP.org/value. By Medtronic, working for healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach. Available to patient groups at medtronic.com/community. And by Advanta. Advanta salutes small business, the brave ones, the risk takers, all those who chase a dream and make their own way.
Time to continue our series, Housing Madness. Since 2005, the mortgage industry has shed 125,000 jobs. And not just at big firms, many small brokerages have collapsed altogether. From WCPN in Cleveland, Mari Saito has our story.
Mark Fabick opened Parker Mortgage in Rocky River, Ohio, with his wife in 2000. Three people worked there part-time, and his mom did the books.
We had a five-year goal to start a business, you know, before my 40th birthday, and 9 days beforehand, we got the opportunity and really been able to live our dream of the last 8 years.
Fabick was a mortgage broker, a middleman who helps a borrower shop among lenders for the best loan. At its peak, Fabick's company made about 80 loans a year, about 20% of them subprime. Then the real estate market fell apart.
Even though we can help people still because we did the good loans and everything, with all the bad publicity out there, I think people just sort of felt that, you know, if there was a choice between dealing with us or a bank, they were going to a bank right now.
So on January 31st, Fabick closed his doors and went to a local bank as a loan officer. Sam Garcia of Mortgage Daily says it's hard to find national numbers on how mortgage brokers are doing, but what he hears is bad.
There's hardly any business out there, and the ones that are left are having to compete with the existing lenders.
In Ohio, the number of licensed mortgage broker companies dropped 30% this year, and 2,000 Ohio loan officers have put their licenses on hold, twice as many as 6 months ago. Dwayne Dawson is trying to ride out the slump with his Northeast Ohio mortgage company, but he says the numbers of deals he's cutting are dropping fast.
Percentage-wise, my numbers have decreased by maybe as much as 75-80%. I have to do a lot more cold calling. I'm concentrating on commercial transactions as well.
But if the real estate industry continues to drag, Dawson's going to find a new job. Fabick got his in 2 weeks. He said he believes one door closed, but another was meant to open.
It really helped ease the idea of closing. I mean, it still hurts when you close down your own business because I poured my heart out into it and spent, you know, the last 8 years just giving everything to it.
In Cleveland, I'm Mari Saito for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.